Chapter 3. Offshore Drilling. Another part of the discussion at Obama's press conference on the environment and energy had to do with offshore drilling and the promise made by the Obama administration to safeguard the environment and to preserve the Earth's heritage for future generations. Again, we can all agree with the stated objectives of the Obama administration when it comes to respect for the environment, the heritage of future generations, and safeguarding life on Earth. But what President Obama et al. Have decided to do is to persist in prohibiting offshore drilling, which, as I will show, will achieve just the opposite of the effect they wanted. An oil spill, especially in water, does enormous damage because it is extraordinarily difficult to confine. Oil damage spreads quickly through diverse ecosystems with lethal consequences for most forms of life. In March 2009, there was a major oil spill off the coast of Queensland, Australia, that did extensive damage to about 35 miles of pristine Australian coastline. That oil spill alone killed many plants and animals, and it degraded the environment for a long time to come. It was a disaster. Also, if you can remember back several years ago, there was the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska. Again, it took years and years to clean up the damage done by that ecological disaster. The toll on the environment was enormous, and the expense as measured in dollars was enormous as well. I don't want in any way, shape, or form to downplay the importance of preserving the environment. Far from it. I think we ought to be very, very careful when it comes to offshore drilling and the transportation of oil over water. I have every desire for my children and grandchildren to enjoy a beautiful Earth as much as I have. But reviewing global records of individual countries' national efforts to make the world a safer and better place for all to live, I've got to tell you that I'm excited and extremely proud of the United States. We, as a nation, have taken the environment seriously. I was raised in Cleveland, Ohio, in the 1940s and 50s. Back then, the joke was that if the Christ were to come back to Earth in Cleveland to prove that, in fact,